Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Erwin, Perig Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amar Rabin Gamliel. Rabin Gamliel tells us, Maisa, there was a story, B'tzadoiki Echad, by a tzadoiki. Who were the tzadoikim? They were people that did not believe in Torah Shebiksav. Why were they called tzadoikim? Well, the head of the tzadoikim, his name was Tzadok. So his followers were called tzadoikim. Tzadok had been a Talmud of Antigonus Ish Seichai. Antigonus Ish Seichai was a big tzadok. He was a Talmud of Shimon HaTzadok, one of the few Kehanim Gedolim in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash that was Zeichai to open miracles. Perhaps you remember a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Antigonus Ish Seichai Kibel Mishimon HaTzadok. Hu Haya Aimer, continues the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Tiyu Ka'avodim HaMishamishin Eserav Al Ninas L'Kabel Pras. El havu kavodim hamishamishin esarav shaloi al nanas lekabel pras. He taught that when a yid does a mitzvah, he shouldn't do it for the sake of the reward, but he should do it because he wants to serve Hashem. Tzadok misunderstood what his Rebbe said. He thought that his Rebbe is saying that there is no reward for mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom, of course there is reward for mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, Yafa Sha'achas shal kairas ruach bi'olam haba. Better is 1 hour of a breath of fresh air from olam haba. A breath of fresh air, the Chafetz Chaim explains, is not even referring to someone that is in olam haba, someone that's standing outside of olam haba and just gets a whiff, like sometimes you pass a bakery and they're baking the cinnamon ragalach. Never mind eating the ragalach. Even that breath of fresh air is more pleasurable than all of the pleasures of this world combined. Antigonus Ish Seichai meant to say, but when we serve Hashem, we should serve Hashem for the sake of serving Hashem. But because Tzadok was so upset that what his Rebbe said, he decided that he no longer believes in Torah Shebal Peh. And that started a whole movement of Tzadokim. Now here too, our Mishnah says that really something is missing. Our Mishnah should have began with a halacha that in regard to Erev, a Tzadoki has the same din as an Ovid Kechavim. But Rabban Gamliel disagrees. He says that tzadoki does not have the same din as an Ovid Kechavim. So let's remember. We learned in the previous Mishnah that an Ovid Kechavim is not part of the Eruvi Chatzeras. Furthermore, unlike a Yisrael, an Ovid Kechavim can't say, you know what, I don't want to stop you from carrying, I relinquish my control in the Chatzer. He does not have the option of doing it. There is only one option with an Ovid Kechavim, and that is to rent the Rishus from him. Now, Rabban Gamliel says that a tzadoiki does not have a din of an Ovid Kechavim, and this story reinforces that. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, Maisa, there was a story, b'tzadoiki echad, by one tzadoiki, shayadar imanu, that lived with us in our mavoi. B'mavoi is an alleyway, b'yushalayim and yushalayim. Now, apparently, this tzadoiki had said, okay, I give up my rights on the Rishus, on wherever people can walk over here, so you people can carry. Now, we know only Yisrael can do that. And Yisrael can do that even on Shabbos. However, Yisrael can take it away, even on Shabbos. A person who is Mevatel is Rishus, and then he turns around and takes things out, he shows, wait a second, you do consider this courtyard your courtyard. You do consider this Mavui your Mavui. And Memela, the Bittul Rishus, becomes nullified. It doesn't work. So here's what happened. This Tzadoki said, it's okay, you know what, I'm not going to carry anything out, as if I have no rights over here, you people can carry. So Rabban Gamliel said, quickly, V'amalonu Abba, Father said to us, Maru, hurry, V'itziu es kol ha-kelim, carry out all of the kelim, la-mavi, into the mavi that you need to carry out. Atcha la-yotzi, before he carries something out, and as a result, he is taking away his promise that he has nothing to do with this area over here, v'yeser aleichem, and he's going to restrict you. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this version of the story. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'loshen acher, he explained it with a completely different loshen. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban Gamliel holds that a tzadoki does have a din of an Ovid Kechavim. Wait a second, if he does have a din of an Ovid Kechavim, then what did Rabban Gamliel mean when he said, hurry, take your kelim out before he takes his kelim out? it doesn't make a difference whether he takes his kelim out or not. He doesn't have the right to relinquish control over the chatzar. The only thing you can do is rent from him before Shabbos. And if you rent from him before Shabbos, then he can't take it back. Then why do you have to hurry? So, Dr. Yehuda, let me tell you what happened over here. Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Maru, hurry. Yasutzer chechem b'mavi. And do what you have to in the mavi. Achela yoitzi v'yeser aleichem. Zakta batanura. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel told them, quickly, do what you have to do Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. And when he said achela yoitzi, he didn't mean before the tzedaki takes out his kelim. That would be irrelevant. If he has a din of an oivet kechavim, he can't be mevatel rishus. Rather, he meant to say achela yoitzi before the day leaves, in other words, before Erev Shabbos is over and Shabbos sets in. Because once Shabbos comes, being you didn't rent the Rishus from him before Shabbos, then there is nothing that could be done to allow you to carry. Zakta Batanura, the Psak Halacha is, that any Yisrael that is a Mechal Shabbos Befaresia has a din of an Ovid Kechavim, which means a Ruvach HaTzeres, or Bittel Rishus. Again, Bittel Rishus means he says, I relinquish my rights to the Chatzar. That won't work. You have to rent it from him. You have to rent the rights and the chaser from him. If someone is a Meshamer Shabbos Befaresia, publicly is Shomer Shabbos, even though sometimes, quietly, he's maybe Mechal Shabbos, unfortunately, and he doesn't believe in the Takan of the Chachamim of Erev, for example, the Tzedakim, so we do not make an Eruv Chatzeres with him, but he could be Mevatel his Rishus. It's not necessary to rent from him, provided but he doesn't mamish serve by the Zara. So once again, let's chazer over our mission here and put things into perspective. What are the options for a Yisrael? Either a Ruvich Hatzeres, which has to be done before Shabbos, or even during Shabbos, one Yisrael who wasn't part of the Erev can say, listen, I don't want to stop you from carrying. I give up my rights to the Chatzar. However, he can't carry. If he takes something out, then he's not giving up his rights to the Chatzar. In the first version of our Mishnah, we understood that Rabbi Gamliel holds that a tzedaki does not have a din of an ovid kechavim. And taka, there was a story of a tzedaki that lived with us in an alley in Yerushalayim, and father told us, right, there was a whole chain of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, father, son, they were the Nesiim, and father told us, hurry. Right now, the tzedaki said, I'm mevatel my rights to the chatzar. So you can take out your kelim, but do so quickly, because sooner or later, he may forget what he said, and he's going to take out his kelim, and then he's going to asa you. So according to that version, indeed, we see Rabbi Gamliel holds that the tzedaki does not have a din of an ovid kechavim. He has a din of a Yisrael that could be mevatel his rishos. According to the second version, which is how Rabbi Yehuda understands it, that's not what happened. Rabbi Gamliel said to them, hurry, it's Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos comes, take out whatever you need. If you need your table out there to sit and learn, or whatever you need, take it out before Shabbos, because once Shabbos comes, it'll be too late. Being that he will not be able to his rishos to you.